What's up, my homeboys? This is Daisy with the Juice, back again on this Sunday afternoon with my sister Daphne and some other guests who are also in the room that will not be named. So basically today we're going to be talking about the Kanye West, Drake, Pete Davidson, Ariana fiasco thing, thing. And yeah, I figured I would record this because Daphne has no idea what's going on. So I'm gonna just, you know, fill her in on all the juice.
Okay.
So here we get, let's get started and stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So basically now, okay, I remember what's going on now with Kanye and Drake. And you know that song Sicko Mode that Drake's on with Travis Scott?
Yeah.
So basically in Drake's opening verse, he says something. That's where I got the Adidas and Nikes thing from. He says something about Adidas and Nikes, which I don't know nothing about. Okay. But they have a... Kanye and Drake have a small feud over that. I'm not really sure why. But yeah, anyways, Drake brings up that line in the opening of Sicko Mode. And then Kanye... That song's been out for a while.
Kanye West and Drake's Twitter beef caused huge page view spikes for Say What's Real and Sicko Mode. Interesting. Continue speaking.
Yeah, so basically Kanye called him out for it. And you know, they're having a Twitter war. Apparently Drake like threatened Kanye's family and said he was gonna kill them. So
really?
That's cool. Yeah, like even Kim put out a tweet.
Wow.
And she was like, "Oh my god, don't threaten our family." And
what's the Say What's Real song?
Yeah.
This sounds like old Drake.
Okay. Anyways. Okay, so basically they're having that Twitter beef over the last few days, and then Ariana comes through and she's like, "Let's just ignore these grown men fighting on Twitter." And basically she's just like, I have a new single out. Everyone go listen to that. Let's ignore these like grown men fighting on Twitter. And then Kanye a few hours later hits her with, "I have love for you, but you're hurting my mental health." You know,
she said that to Kanye?
No, Kanye said that to her.
Oh.
He said, "You're hurting my mental health by making it seem like something like so small or like minuscule, I guess." Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it says fans were likely drawn to the page after Kanye claimed that Drake was sneak dissing him on a song on Sicko Mode. He says, "I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, paid the price. Hit us, think it's sweet, it's on sight. Nothing nice, but gets on my ice. Jesus Christ, checks over stripes. That's what I like, that's what we like. Lost my respect, you're not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that stuff wetty like I'm Sheck. See the shots that I took, wet like I'm Book."
Yeah, so like, you know, checks as in like Nike over stripes as in Adidas.
Okay.
The logos.
I don't understand how that's sneak dissing Kanye.
Because Kanye's with Adidas and Drake's with Nike, I think. I don't know. It's stupid, but yeah. Kanye took it personally. And yeah, so basically, Ariana Grande, she went out, said, you know, all that. And then Kanye was saying that that affected his mental health. And then Pete Davidson comes into the mix and he's like, "Thanks so much to Kanye." He's like, "Thanks for speaking out about mental health. Thanks for speaking out about mental health. I'm absolutely disgusted." Basically with what Ariana Grande said.
What'd she say?
To go listen to her song.
To go listen to her song.
Wait, hold on. Say that all over again because I'm confused.
Where are you confused at?
What'd you say about Pete Davidson? What'd he do?
So after Ariana Grande told Kanye
Did you confuse yourself?
No, you're just not listening. Listen.
I'm looking at you now, I'm listening.
Okay, so you know, Ariana Grande said what she said, you know?
What'd she say?
Oh my god.
Did you, Daphne, we're on 5 minutes and 5 seconds right now.
Okay, what did she say? Did she say the thing about mental health?
No, Kanye said that.
That's what I thought. So then what did Ariana say?
Okay, so Kanye and Drake are fighting.
Right, correct.
Ariana Grande comes into the mix and she's like, let's just ignore these two grown men fighting online right now.
Sorry, I thought that was
I have
was
a
Kim.
Single out.
Sorry, I thought that was Kim. Okay.
No. She said, I got a single out.
Okay.
Kanye hits her with, why are you trying to use my mental health to promote your single?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Then Pete Davidson comes in like, good job for sticking up for mental health, Kanye. I'm absolutely disgusted by Ariana Grande's response. He didn't say her name specifically, but he went in right after she said that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that happened. Then Pete Davidson posts something on Instagram, like a little like note message thing, and it says, I've been trying my longest, I've been trying my hardest to stay here. He's like, but I don't really want to be on this earth anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that everyone's like, oh my god, he's gonna kill himself or something. And basically like all these fans are calling like New York PD, and then there's like they sent them to Saturday Night Live, because I guess that's where he was rehearsing at.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess like Ariana Grande was also like trying to get in there, like I don't think they would let her upstairs or something like that, but she tweeted out and she was like, I'm downstairs if you need anything, like this. Mm-hmm. And that but yeah, that's where we're at right now.
People, I'm gonna say the Kanye Drake beef, that sounds stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally just read that verse and like, I don't, maybe it's like a them thing to where they know where
the beef's starting.
Yeah, but nobody else knows that. So maybe keep it to yourselves and handle that internally instead of blasting them on social media.
Kanye like literally put out a tweet where he was like,
excuse me,
my mental disorder.
If he's so worried about his mental health, he needs to be off of social media.
That's true. Yeah, no, he said something about like, God blessed me with a mental disorder and he said God has given me this voice for a reason. And then he said, I cannot be on meds and watch the throne level or dark fantasy level music. You can't make runaway on medication. Even alcohol is an addictive substance called spirits that actually block our earthly connection to our spirit when we drown ourselves in it. Personally, I think he has more than enough money to like see a therapist regularly.
Yeah, for sure. He can get the help. He should be getting the help, and like I think his family should encourage him to. I really think he needs to be off of social media, like...
That's true. It'd be one thing if he's, like, consistent with what he is saying.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's so back and forth all the time that it just doesn't... I don't know.
He just needs to take a step back. Yeah. Focus on himself. Like, not even worry about his fans, his, mm-hmm. like, all these other people. He needs to worry about himself and his family and, like, work on himself, because... He's not only hurting himself, he's hurting, like, the people around him.
That's true.
He's
a little much, but... Yeah.
And on top of that, people, like, sit there and they hype him up for everything. Spending $400 on a ripped t-shirt. Mm-mm. I'm sorry.
Like, honey, I can make that for you. Should we start crazy. Making merch? Called Deezy?
Look, no. Daisy. Can I show you guys this? Look.
Okay. Anyways, that's it for us talking about all that. I just kind of wanted to get Daphne's reaction on...
I didn't even go in on Pete Davidson.
Okay, go in.
Okay, Pete Davidson. Okay, I think Ariana's thing, her initial tweet or whatever it was, I think it's funny. The, let's ignore these two grown men fighting and...
That's true.
Like, it is funny. I don't... Like, obviously some people can see it as, oh, well, you know, maybe she just shouldn't get into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also, like, literally ignore the people fighting. That is something that they should have dealt with on their own, outside of the public eye.
That literally has nothing to do with mental health.
Exactly.
That has nothing. How,
like everybody uses mental health as a scapegoat for mm-hmm. anything. Like, oh, you shot this person? I'm sorry, I was mentally unstable. Mm-hmm. White people get away with that all the time.
Yeah. Like, she's literally just saying, let's get away from all this negativity exactly. because I released a new song.
About positivity. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson responding, once again,
petty. But yeah. Unnecessary. Like, I understand that he stands up for mental health. I feel really bad for him. Like, he sounds like he's not very stable.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't think he should have responded. If he wanted to say something, he should have said something to Ariana, like, hey, yeah. like...
The thing is, like, he blocked her. He blocked her on social media. He changed his number.
I think...
Like, why respond? Why stir it up? I think
everybody needs to keep their stuff off of social media. Keep it to yourselves. Handle that stuff internally. People want to make assumptions. People, like... This is the only part that you're seeing of these famous people, what is online. That's you don't true. Know them personally, so you don't know what's actually happening. So when all you're seeing is all this stupid beef, like, that's how I feel about Kanye. All I see is all this stupid stuff he's saying, so that's how I feel about him. Like, he's dumb. That's how I feel, because that's all he's showing me. You're only seeing one side to them, and that's this stupid social media stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think... If people are gonna try, like, I get people are like, well, it's just them being real, but, like, even my friends, I don't want to see all their beef on social media, because I don't care.
Yeah.
If I cared, I'd ask. So if I care about your beef with Drake, I'll ask you, Kanye, or Pete, or Ariana. Mm-hmm. That's my stance. That's
yeah. about it. It'd be one thing if... He's, like, trying to expose him for doing something, like, really, really bad and wrong. But it's yeah. literally just their personal fights.
That's interesting. Yeah. I feel a type of way, but, I mean, I guess it's their lives. They're going to live it. If they want to live it in, like, that type of light with that type of negativity, then cool.
Any other thoughts?
In the end, people need to keep their stuff to themselves, keep their stuff off social media, mm-hmm. and worry about themselves. But stop true. Trying to be petty and go into 2019 with some positive energy.
Yeah. Radiate those good vibes, fellas.
Seriously. That's irritating. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I can't.
But anyways, thanks for stopping by, y'all, or, like, clicking on my podcast, I hope. So yeah, that's all we have for today. I'll maybe come at you tomorrow with the top 5 stories, or I don't want to limit it. I want you to know all the juice. I don't want to limit you from all the juiciness that happened this weekend. So I'll see you tomorrow, or I'll talk to you tomorrow, and have a delicious Sunday afternoon.
Later.